Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
At Y Combinator's Demo Day, the age of overpromises is over, by Sandra Upson. You return home to your penthouse apartment after a long day at work auctioning crypto kitties and other crypto goods on a peer-to-peer marketplace. You grab a bottle of tangerine-flavored weed soda from the fridge and sink into your couch. With a flick of your hand, the overhead light switches on. A wooden side table, custom-built by a robot in India, holds a box containing your antidepressant patches. You peel off the back and slap one on your arm. "Hey, Nikki, what's new on Tingles?" The television replies in the warm, fully human-sounding female whisper you chose for it. "We've got 5 new videos from your favorite ASMR channels. I'll cue them up for you." Through the window, you glimpse a few blades of a drone the size of a car, quietly washing the glass panes of your high-rise. The scenario reads like ham-fisted science fiction, but nearly all of its elements are possible today. Through the collected efforts of a handful of the 140 companies graduating in the winter 2018 class of Y Combinator, the storied Mountain View incubator, until very recently almost every YC startup pitched itself as a version of a billion-dollar entity, be it Airbnb, Uber, PayPal, WhatsApp, or Alibaba. Now that framing is not gone, but much diminished, as many earlier knockoffs have failed to produce lasting value. The mega companies remain unchallenged, as do their adjacent industries. Instead, founders are going after smaller, less explored sectors to stake out ground. Take OpenSea, the first platform for buying and selling blockchain-backed valuables like Ether Tulips and Ledger Legends. Since launching 2 months ago, it has already sold the equivalent of $500,000 of crypto goods. The currency of choice is Ether. Then there's the carbonated cannabis. You can also get the drink in pomegranate, cranberry apple, or grapefruit, courtesy of California Dreamin'. Need an upper instead? Sudden Coffee has an instant coffee that, according to the company's blind taste tests, is tastier than freshly brewed Starbucks. Piccolo, meanwhile, uses smart home cameras to control devices using gestures. The company is starting small, controlling lights and activating TVs, but its CEO hopes to turn the smart home camera into another platform, like Alexa and Google Home. One camera app might track the location of your car keys or glasses, so nothing gets lost. Another app might function as a workout coach, analyzing your form as you do your daily core strengthening exercises. Will this product survive a world already populated with Nest cams? Maybe not, but with cameras still a nascent platform, it's early enough to be worth a try. Many of the other companies hew to the belief that they must first prove themselves in narrow markets before dreaming about 3-comma status. The furniture in the apartment is the product of Orangewood Labs, which digitally manufactures custom pieces on demand using robots. The antidepressant is the vision of Avro Life Science, which is hoping to replace many pills with patches, because patches often have fewer adverse side effects and therefore may improve compliance. But let's not forget Nikki. Nikki is one of the customizable, almost human-sounding voices emerging from Voicery, whose co-founder had previously started Baidu's text-to-speech research team. The co-founders trained deep neural networks on hundreds of speech samples to produce a bank of customizable, near-perfect voices for use in audiobooks and voiceovers. And Tingles is a video platform purpose-built to monetize the whispers and crumpling sounds of ASMR. Tingles currently has 60,000 monthly active users who watch the videos of the 219 ASMR creators that its founders have lured on board. ASMR may seem like an unusual focus for a company, but according to one Tingles co-founder, the app's users watch 1.3 hours of content a day, about twice as much time as is spent on YouTube on average. As for the sedan-sized cleaning drone, that's the product of Air One's. Its first application is removing ice and grime from wind turbine blades. But the founders plan to eventually make a version that cleans skyscrapers, solar installations, and oil and gas facilities using cables that provide water and power from the ground. This is the world seen through the lens of YC in 2018. The graduates of the Winter 2018 program, 70 of whom presented on Monday with another batch to go on Tuesday, are an eclectic lot. They pitched autonomous tractors and cargo ships, a VR browser, and a drone that takes off using legs and feet like a bird. Some presenters revealed a dash of showmanship, such as Catherine Homuth, the founder of Sheerly Genius, a company that makes seemingly indestructible pantyhose. First, Homuth took an ordinary pair of tights and showed, with a flourish, how easy it is to slice through them with a pair of scissors. Then she unfurled her company's product, made using a fiber 10 times stronger than steel. She snipped and she snipped, but the scissors were no match for those pantyhose. The room of predominantly male investors cheered and whistled. With Google, Facebook, Amazon, and others continuing to aggregate power and resources, the challenges facing young startups have mounted. In opening remarks on Monday afternoon, one YC partner suggested to the assembled investors that perhaps only one of the 140 companies about to take the stage would reach a $1 billion valuation, and that it would likely take a decade or more for it to go public. But as the standing-room-only crowd made clear, the long odds haven't daunted investors. It may be getting increasingly hard to score, but this is still the game everyone wants to play.